Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel. First on the docket, Tammy Daybell's sister speaks. Second, Ahmad Alyssa goes to court. Third, Officer Talley's father says, no way. Fourth, another Parent of the Year contender. Some good news for a change. And then finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day, but this is a bonus edition, the food edition. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk, and my name is Scott Reich. Thanks for watching. If you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button as well as the bell so that you can receive notifications of when we go live or put up new content. A busy docket today. First, Tammy Daybell's sister. Her name is Samantha Gwilliam, and her husband Jason. They're speaking exclusively for the first time, and the interview will be aired this Friday night on Dateline. It's a two-hour special. Gwilliam tells NBC that Chad told her Tammy had been, quote, been sick and had a coughing fit and passed away, end quote. Adding that Chad sounded upset and devastated. I mean, he was crying, and it was just a really hard moment for everyone. And then they found out that Chad married Lori Vallow in Hawaii less than a month after Tammy's death. The Gwilliams have never met Lori and were stunned at the news. She was shocked at this point, saying she hasn't even been gone a month. Is the grief clouding his judgment? Oh, I think something was clouding his judgment. Yeah, it was Lori Vallow rocking his world. I think that's what was clouding his judgment. Needless to say, Tammy's sister is upset and shocked that her sister is gone, and obviously very upset that Chad remarried so quickly. There's also going to be some information that basically these children, JJ and Ty Lee, would still be around if the court had listened over a decade ago and not let Lori have access to these children. Ought to be interesting. Hope you'll watch it. I certainly will be. Next on the docket, Ahmad Alyssa goes to court. That's right. The man accused of murdering 10 people in Boulder, Colorado, which is just up the street from where the Crime Talk studios are located, had his first court appearance. It didn't last more than about 5 minutes. The Office of the Public Defender has been appointed to represent Mr. Alyssa. The Public Defender asked for at least 90 days so that they can obviously review the discovery in the case, but clearly, they want to get a grasp and see what sort of mental issues, and then use their words, fully assess Mr. Alyssa's mental illness. The brother had obviously reported that Mr. Alyssa had mental health issues. He was paranoid, possibly even paranoid schizophrenic, which would certainly explain the mental health aspect of this particular case. The next court date will be set within the next 60 to 90 days once the public defender has a better idea of what is taking place. Next on the docket, in a related matter, Officer Eric Talley, who was one of the fatalities in the Boulder shooting case, his father is speaking up, and he is stating that his son was a staunch supporter of Second Amendment rights, and he would reportedly have hated to see his death used for political purposes. Officer Talley's father stated, quote, my son would have been deeply offended to know his death would be used to promote gun control, end quote. Officer Talley's father stated that the attack was a senseless act, and that is just it. The situation that Officer Talley found himself in wasn't one the government could protect him from. He added, quote, just because some wacko goes around shooting people doesn't mean guns need to be taken away. You can't take away enough guns to protect this country, end quote. Officer Talley's father said he's certainly for common sense gun laws, but to take away the freedom completely is something I am against, and my son was totally against as well. Mr. Talley stated that his son and his family are people of faith. We understand forgiveness and that is necessary not just for the shooter, but for ourselves. And he stated that he is already letting go of his anger over his son's murder. Obviously, Officer Talley's father is probably a better man than I, because I'm not sure I could let go of that anger if it was my son. My hat's off to him, and my hat's off to his son. Truly a hero. Unfortunately, he lost his life, but he probably still slowed the incident down and prevented a greater loss of human life. He's a hero. Next on the docket, another contender for the Parent of the Year Award. A Florida woman was arrested after showing up at her daughter's high school wearing a boxing glove and allegedly attacking a student last week. Edith Riddle, 34, is accused of punching a middle school student after her daughter attacked the classmate in the cafeteria of the DuPont Middle School on March 18th. Riddle and her daughter, whose age was not disclosed, were at the school for an appointment with the vice principal about the daughter's hostile outbursts at another student. Apparently, after the meeting, Riddle and her daughter walked into the school cafeteria where the daughter allegedly attacked another student. Riddle is also accused of punching the student. According to the arrest report, Riddle was wearing a boxing glove on her left hand. She apparently showed up to the meeting with the vice principal with the boxing glove on her hand, telling the vice principal that it had been super glued on and it couldn't be removed. Riddle's daughter had reportedly pushed the other student to the ground and punched the victim repeatedly before Riddle allegedly joined in. A school safety officer had to break up the fight. Riddle was arrested by the Duval School Board Police and was booked into the Jacksonville Sheriff Detention Center. The victim, who is not related to Riddle and her daughter, received abrasions on her forehead and knees. She was taken to the hospital for evaluation, and the parents said they want to press charges. Now, normally, TMM, that's the term commonly referred to as too much mommy, applies to males. But this may be a case where TMM applies for the daughter as well. Not exactly sure what mother would come to court with a boxing glove super glued to her hand, let alone think it's okay when your daughter's there for outbursts to go find the other student that was apparently involved in some sort of outburst and not only encourage the daughter assault the other woman, but to engage in the same conduct. Miss Edith Riddle, you are definitely a contender for the Parent of the Year Award given out by Crime Talk. Congratulations. Please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever. But if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship. You're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did. How about some good news for a change? New England Patriot offensive lineman Justice Herron has been honored by the Arizona Police Department for his role in saving a 71-year-old woman from a potential assault in a public park. Herron, 25, and Phoenix resident Murray Rogers were presented with outstanding service awards by the Tempe Police Department on Wednesday for their role in stopping what police said was an attack of an older woman on March 21st in the local park. The woman was taking her daily walk in Kiwanis Park in Tempe when a 30-year-old man who's been identified as Kevin Caballero threw her to the ground and attempted to remove her pants. Herron, who's 6'5" and 305 pounds, intervened along with Rogers to help the woman while also holding the man until police arrived. How's that for some good news? People doing good things to prevent bad guys from doing bad things. That's what we like. And next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. This is our super food edition. A 23-year-old woman in Tennessee was arrested for allegedly assaulting her girlfriend during an argument over chicken nuggets. Well, that's certainly not enough because, needless to say, the police arrived. And when the police arrived, Lillian Barnett was arrested. She wanted her chicken nuggets, and that's what it started over, which led her to headbutt and kick the police officer several times. Lillian Barnett has been charged with domestic assault, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct, and she was being held on a $12,000 bond. Miss Barnett, you are our dumb criminal contestant of the day. You have some tough competition, including our next contestant. Take a look at this guy. He looks like a pretty chill individual. Probably not a whole lot's going to get him riled up. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. Mohammed Abu Baker, a Minneapolis resident, apparently has a lengthy rap sheet. According to the criminal complaint, Abu Baker was visiting to see the mother of his child. Apparently, they have a three-year-old son together. The woman told the police that Abu Baker was upset because she got him a quarter pounder with cheese instead of a Big Mac.
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
Now, obviously, Mr. Abu Baker reacted like any human being would, right? What did he do? He threw her to the ground and against the dresser. Yes, that's right. He didn't throw the Big Mac on the ground or against the dresser. He threw the mother of his child. Not very smart. Somebody has some anger management issues. And didn't anyone ever teach you, Mr. Abu Baker, you never, ever, ever, ever hit a girl? Mr. Abu Baker, you are our dumb criminal contestant of the day, just simply for the fact that you would lose your temper over a cheeseburger. Wow, Mr. Abu Baker, you may be more than just the dumb criminal contestant of the day. You may be the biggest jackass of the day. All right, that's all we have for you today. Thanks for watching. As always, please join us on Patreon. Do not forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next time on Crime Talk.